Welcome everyone to Thursday Night Live. It's a pleasure to see so many faces here. And if you saw in the email, if you didn't get the email, we'll try to add you that we have the next four, including tonight, Thursday Night Live, set Mirtz Hashem. So it's this week and then 2 weeks, 2 weeks after that, 2 weeks after that. With the topics set, I have to apologize because I prepared a lot of these shiurim during my week off. If you think Mexico is exciting, come to the OT Base Matters and prepare Thursday Night Live with me. And when you give a rabbi too much time to prepare, it's not always a good thing. Hence the 40 sources and long packet. I do apologize. I got very excited about this. So we'll try to do some of them and piece this together in a way that is that is clear. For me, Rosh Chodesh, obviously, it's the whole, how many days are we going to lain? And for those who don't have a set davening time in school, it's how many days do I have to wake up early for Kriyas HaTorah when Rosh Chodesh is Tuesday and Wednesday? But Rosh Chodesh often was wearing white shirts. Where I went to high school, they mandated white shirts and ties on Rosh Chodesh. And every time we asked why, this doesn't make any sense, no one had an answer for us. You knew it was Rosh Chodesh in my previous school because on Rosh Chodesh you would inevitably see 5 to 10 boys. It didn't matter if it was the end of June with jackets zipped up really high so they wouldn't see them not wearing white shirts. And it always struck me as odd that we're wearing white shirts. What's Rosh Chodesh? Then I had seen that there's an idea which we're going to develop a lot tonight, hopefully, to have something special on Rosh Chodesh, a Suda on Rosh Chodesh. A lot of schools have a Rosh Chodesh breakfast. Rosh Chodesh ice cream. They got rid of that this year, right?
Unfortunately.
Okay, so after this year, Einzig, you're going to have to bring back the Rosh Chodesh ice cream.
We have something planned already.
Okay, they have Rosh Chodesh treats. I started thinking more about the whole idea of Rosh Chodesh. As we'll see, there's a lot of sanctity and minhagim halachos which portray Rosh Chodesh, I think, in a light that will be surprising, was surprising to me, and maybe surprising for some of us as well. And that will be tonight's topic with Rosh Chodesh coming up next Wednesday, right?
Tuesday and Wednesday
before laning day week. Okay, if you take a look at source one, you start with the Mishnah Berurah. There's nowhere better to start than the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah I was talking about, as we'll see later, There are those who fast on Erev Yom Kippur, called Purim Katan. The Mishnah Berurah says, Kasu HaSvarim. You know it's going to be a holy Torah when he says Kasu HaSvarim. Right? He doesn't say Kasu HaChronim or Kasu HaPoskim. It's the Svarim HaKadoshim. Usually you say Svarim HaKadoshim when you don't know where the source is. If you're ever speaking and you heard something, you're not sure where it is, you say it's brought down on the Svarim. I think the Mishnah Berurah probably knew who it was, but he says Kasu HaSvarim. Even those who don't fast, it's a day of tshuva. And to rectify all the mistakes, all the sins, all the crookedness of that month. For many, it was vacation month. It's not a great month necessarily for religious observance. So Rosh Chodesh is the day to fix all the problems. It's like Erev Rosh Hashanah. Erev Rosh Hashanah, the chance to rectify the whole previous year. Erev Rosh Chodesh, we have the ability to rectify that whole month. When I saw this, it got me thinking. And in source number two, Halicha Shomer of Shomer Zalman Arbach, they bring down Rabbeinu Hayanoig Lishpoch Sicho B'chol Erev Rosh Chodesh Eitzal HaKotel HaMaravi. Every Erev Rosh Chodesh, Shmuel Zalman would go and he would pour out his heart in prayer to God at the Kotel. So there's something about Rosh Chodesh, and keeping that in mind, but let's see some of the halachas. There's a prohibition to fast, actually, on Rosh Chodesh, which is the first sign that there's some element of simcha. When is there usually a prohibition to fast? Shabbos, Yom Tov, when you have to eat, it's a day of Simcha, so there's a prohibition to fast. There's a prohibition to fast. There's a machlokas in the Beis Yosef, we're not going to see it inside. He brings a machlokas Tosfos in the Rambam, whether it's a chi of Daraisa or the Rabbanan. The Rambam even learns that fasting on Rosh Chodesh is a chi of Daraisa. The Beis Yosef said it's not true. He has proofs like Tosfos, it's only the Rabbanan. The Chashuk Echemez or Zilberstein, who lives in Israel. We've seen some of his stuff before. He has some fascinating questions. He was asked, a person wanted to have surgery on Rosh Chodesh. It wasn't life-threatening surgery. It was elective surgery, or it was a surgery that could have been delayed. And he wanted to know if he was going to have the surgery, he was going to have to fast. So can he have the surgery on Rosh Chodesh? You're not allowed to fast. So Rizal Rashi says, you should not. You should not have the surgery on Rosh Chodesh. Because if you learn that it's a chi of daraisa to fast, then even a fast l'shos is prohibited, even for a couple hours. Now, I don't think that means that you have to eat every hour, but to have to fast for a couple hours where you're not going to be able to eat, he says it's a problem. I'm saying you see the severity and the seriousness of fasting on Rosh Chodesh, which, again, was surprising to me. And then you turn to page 3, and I tried something different with the sheet and the arrows. If it's not so clear, I apologize. For me, it was a little bit clear. The tour is short, but he has 4 proofs. So I tried to use the arrows. I'm going to bring in a PowerPoint, but there's no screen in here. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in source 6, Mitzvah laharbos besudas Rosh Chodesh. This is Shulchan Aruch. This is Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says it's a mitzvah to have extra at your meal, or to have an extra meal on Rosh Chodesh. The Torah has 4 proofs, 4 sources that there's a mitzvah to have a suda on Rosh Chodesh. Which is interesting. Number 1, he quotes the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi, in source number 8, the Yerushalmi is talking about when you push things up and when you push things back. So, Megillah, the Yerushalmi says, you go early. We go early. We don't go later. Tisha B'Av, for example, we push off.
It's not a contradiction to fast on Yom Rosh Chodesh and have
the suda. Usually one relates to, if there's an Isser to fast, it's usually because it's a mitzvah to eat.
Yeah, but usually there's a suda before a fast. So if you have the suda, Leil Rosh
Chodesh. Not always. On Asarat Tevish, Asarat Tamuz, there's no mitzvah to eat before the fast starts.
Tishrei Yom Kippur. So I'm saying it's not such a big thing
okay.
to have a fast during the day and a suda at night.
Okay. So in that Yerushalmi, it says there's certain things that we delay and we don't go early. Meaning, if it comes out on Shabbos, so we go later, and the Yerushalmi says, Sudas Rosh Chodesh v'sudas Purim ma'achrin v'lo makdimin. Sudas Purim, we know, if Purim falls on Shabbos in Yerushalayim, they have the Suda on Sunday. Right? They lay in the Megillah on Friday, right? It's a 3-day. And then I was okay one of my years in Israel to be there on a Purim Mishulash, it's called, right? When Tesvav falls out on Shabbos, you lay in the Megillah on Friday, you do Al Nisim on Shabbos, and you have the Suda on Sunday, and you basically have fun all three days. So this Yerushalmi says not only does Sudas Purim get pushed off, but Sudas Rosh Chodesh gets pushed. Sudas Rosh Chodesh, it's such a real thing that if it falls on Shabbos, we don't pass it, we'll see in a minute what to do, that you push it off. So you see, says the Torah, there's a mitzvah to have a Suda on Rosh Chodesh. A pasuk in Parshas Baal Oscha, Ubiyom Simchaschem, Ubimoadechem, Uberoshe Chachechem. You have a hekesh. You equate moed yontif and Rosh Chodesh. So just like there's a suda on yontif, there's a suda on Rosh Chodesh. Probably the strongest proof is in Navi in Shmuel Aleph, that a whole parak with David and Yonasan and Shaul keeps on talking about Rosh Chodesh and meals. You take a look. In Pasuk Chav Dalid, Vayisaser David Basadeh, he was hiding in the field. Vayia Chodesh. It was Rosh Chodesh. Vayeshev HaMelech Ala Lechem Lechol. The Melech was sitting and eating. Vahemi Machras HaChodesh HaSheni. Vayipakin Welcome David Yom Rishol Yonasan Bino Madu Alo Bab En Yisha Gam Tumol Gam Ayom Ala Lechem. Why isn't he coming? There's a Sudas Rosh Chodesh. Great proof. And perhaps strongest, well, I don't know if it's strongest, but what's amazing, you know, there's a Gemara in Beitza. The Gemara says that all of our money that we're going to make the entire year is predetermined in Rosh Hashanah. And except for money we spend on Shabbos, Yom Tov, and intuition, money for our children for Talmud Torah. So if we are mechabit Shabbos properly, that's not in the cheshbon. that money will get back. If we're mechabit Shabbos, you don't do it properly. The Darki Moshe quotes the Yerushalmi that not only Shabbos and Yom Tov, but Rosh Chodesh also. If a person spends money on ice cream on Rosh Chodesh, a person spends money on treats for Rosh Chodesh, Suda Rosh Chodesh breakfast, they don't lose that money. That's not entering into the cheshbon. So says the Torah, I have four proofs, and the Shulchan Aruch paskens that way. There's a mitzvah to have a Suda on Rosh Chodesh. We're not going to have time. The Beis Yosef attempts to reject all four proofs. You can take a look later in source 13. And the Bach defends the tour on all four proofs. So there's a back and forth on a lot of the proofs. We're not going to have time today. I don't know when we will, but you can take a look later and call me if you want to learn together. I'd be more than happy to learn together. They're back and forth whether these proofs stand or not. There's some really interesting, I mean, Hagam, first of all, I saw it interestingly, Simon Tafyu test where the halacha is about Suda Rosh Chodesh is really very short. All it is the mitzvah of a Suda Rosh Chodesh. There's one other sif, Simon like that, sorry, at all of Shulchan Aruch, Simon Shin. Anyone know what's in Simon Shin? Malava Malka. Mm. Almost a whole Simon just from Malava Malka. So the Reb Sadok HaKohen Milublin says the reason that the Shulchan Aruch had a whole simon just for these two things, because there's two times where people belittle it. That's Rosh Chodesh. It's Rosh Chodesh. Whatever I'm having for dinner Tuesday night, I'll have it. It's Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh. Malav Malka also. A lot of people are not so makpid on Malav Malka. So Sedar Psadok, that's why the Shulchan Aruch has a whole simon. I don't think it's not so important. You can have all Hilchos Bishuls in one simon. Simon Shin Yiches, a whole simon for Rosh Chodesh to show you the importance. And you find a lot of discussion about this. What are you supposed to eat at Suda Rosh Chodesh?
Ice cream.
What are you supposed to eat?
Lechem, apparently.
So the Mishnah Berurah says, really, you don't me'ikar adin. You don't need bread. How do you know? Because what happens if you forget Yalav Yalav on Rosh Chodesh benching? You know that's the litmus test. If there's a chi of suda, that's why Shal Shus. If you forget Ritzah, you don't have to repeat benching because there's no absolute chi of to have bread. You're supposed to have bread, but if you don't. So b'di'evid, you're yosei with even fruit at Shal Shudas. So the Mishnah Berurah says, even though me'ikar adin, you don't need bread, you could be yosei with other foods. Call ochel v'shosebo, eat and drink. I'm assuming drinking means wine, like you're saying, Brian. Harezeh mishubach, it's praiseworthy. In the Sefer on page 5, Minhag Yisrael Torah, he writes, you should have shtei kikaros, two loaves. I don't know anyone. Have two loaves. It's you have to mechabed the Rosh Chodesh more than the chol. So even if a person's going to have bread and he decides he's going to have a bagel, so that's not more bekabedik than a bagel you eat a non-Rosh Chodesh. Bagels are breakfast is breakfast. You have better ice cream. That's something. He says you should have two loaves of bread for those who are going to have bread. Interestingly, the Siman in Shulchan Aruch has tough you tests, and some people are into this. I'm not particularly into this. I saw in a Sefer, Tof Yutes, Tochal Yoser Tov. Tof Yutes stands for Tochal. You'll eat better. You should have food. The stipler was makpid to drink wine on Rosh Chodesh. And
you have to have
Sukhaniyah. You have to have Rosh Chodesh Kislev. No, Rosh Chodesh.
No, already
the month before. Rosh Chodesh Tevis is Chanukah. So the stipler had wine, and the stipler was makpid to give l'b'chol b'nei beisov agam l'noshim l'shtos k'tzas yayin. He gave his whole family, including women. The Kaf HaChaim writes in Source 21 that women are also obligated in Sudas Rosh Chodesh, which makes sense. Rosh Chodesh is... Yeah. So that we're not getting into today. There's a min on nothing. Malacha, we have to with Chere Ego, and the Jewel. Yeah, it's not. We're not delving into that now. Maybe next verse Chodesh. So I brought wine. The Kaf HaChaim says you should eat at the table. Derech Kavod Kimo Shabbos. It's not just be like, I guess back then, they know you at the table. They ate and ran. It's Suas Rosh Chodesh. Have at the table. The same source 23, the Sefer Hilchos Chag V'Chag says the minhag was the Yerushalmi is mashma. You should be in a shul b'rov am, get a lot of people together. Ubeksuvim mevuar shua asifas mishpacha. Right? Ki zevach mishpacha lanu, the king said. We have family. So there's this Rosh Chodesh. People would have wine. People would get together. Two loaves at the table with mishpacha. It's like a big deal. In Source 24, the Sefer Ola Shabbos on Shulchan Aruch says, you see from the Yushalmi, that's the same thing as Sudas Purim. Because what does Yushalmi say? There are two things that you push off and not go early. Sudas Purim and Sudas Rosh Chodesh. You see that Sudas Rosh Chodesh is as critical as Sudas Purim. And this, to me, speaks of something very special about Rosh Chodesh. We have to understand, that's what we're going to try to do. What is it about Rosh Chodesh that we're having a whole Suda? Some are even going to have two loaves at the table with a mishpacha, barovam, hadras melach, wine. It's not Yontif. Yontif, we're celebrating. You see, it's Mitzrayim, Matan Torah, Sukkis, Shavuot. It's Rosh Chodesh. It happened every month. We didn't do anything. It happens on its own. Why is there a Suda? And we'll try to address that a few minutes, Mayor.
Yeah, if Rosh Chodesh is 2 days, do you have to do it on each day?
Mm-hmm. Look at the bottom of page 6. Yeah, in source 29, he says, Mitzvah lasos bebez yamim suos Rosh Chodesh. Both days. Let's say you can't. Which one's more, Mayor, let's say you can't. Which one's more important?
Second.
Well, if you're going to have two loaves, then you should have them on both. But I don't know. I asked, since I prepared this year, I asked a lot of people, a lot of Rabbanim. I didn't hear one person who told me they knew someone who's makpid to have Suos Rosh Chodesh. Does anyone here know people who are makpid to have Suos Rosh Chodesh?
Isn't Rosh Chodesh something special because it's something that man...
Better, I want you to hold off on that. I just want to get into, just mention a couple other things. What do you do when Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos?
So when my kids in Israel always have like a Rosh Chodesh.
They have a Rosh Chodesh Suda?
It was like to have special Rosh Chodesh. Like
beautiful. So I know it's Rosh Chodesh. The only reason I really know it's Rosh Chodesh is because that's when I have to run to the bakery before I go to school to get donuts for my kids. My wife wants to have Rosh Chodesh treats.
Musaf wasn't a tip off.
What? No, it would be night before Yalva, but who remembers? I go to, that's before davening. I daven in school. Before davening. Yeah, Musaf would be a tip off. What do you do when Rosh Chodesh falls down on Shabbos? So you're having a suit anyways?
They're swimming.
More wine.
Yeah, so he had three opinions. The Magen Avraham says, make it on Sunday. That's what Yerushalmi says. Make the Tashlumin, which is fascinating. That means it's so serious that even when it's not Rosh Chodesh, you're still having a Suda. Unbelievable. That's one opinion which gets rejected. Then he says, I have a good idea. Have Shal Shudas. And let your Shal Shudas go longer and drag into Motzei Shabbos. And then that's recognizable that it's also your Shabbos Shal Shudas. So the Shaar Tzion, Source 27, you look later. He says that's also not so great there because a lot of times we extend Shal Shudas to Motzei Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says, what should you do? The Mishnah Berurah says you should make an extra dish. Make an extra dish. Have a Rosh Chodesh kugel, a Rosh Chodesh meat. Have something extra, something special to connote, to show that this is Rosh Chodesh. So normally I eat. This is on my Shabbos menu to do something a little bit special. So that really gets through Sudas Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh treats. It's clear in the Mishnah Berurah. It doesn't have to be bread. It's better to have bread. If not, there should be something extra, something special to honor Rosh Chodesh. And in a minute or two, we'll try to explain why. There's another great minug of this, the special clothing, which I had when I was in high school. They made us wear white shirts and ties. The previous school I worked at, TABC, they're only makbid one day. I think it's too much to ask high school boys to wear a white shirt and tie 2 days in a row. And I had always asked the Rebbeim why, and no one gave me an answer. And I saw, not about white shirts per se, but within the same idea, you find the Mefarshim, the Poskim, talking about this. The Kaf HaChaim in Source 30, And I'd like to read this. It's on page 7. He says, V'yesh lahachlif gam kena begadim Rosh Chodesh. We should change the clothing on Rosh Chodesh. V'chein yesh b'makom osenu kama yirei shemayim shalovshim eze begadim l'chvod Rosh Chodesh. There are those who fear God who wear special clothing on Rosh Chodesh. V'yesh lilbosh beged echad shalomi bigdecho. Wear one garment, one item that's not from the weekday clothing. Ki yafe liyo shlosha mine begadim milvad bigdecho. There should be three sets of clothing besides your weekday clothing. Mm. Three types of suits. Echel shabbos, there should be the Shabbos suit or the Shabbos dress. Ve'echel yom tovim, the yontif suit and the yontif dress. And or ve'echel l'chanak opor v'rosh chodesh v'chamod. Kol echel kafi ma'ilas hayom. Wear special clothing. It's kavod. It's a day of kavod. Having a suit is an issur of fast. Wear nice clothing. The Gra did this in Source 31. It's recorded in the Sefer Ma'aseh Rav, which is all the halachas we have in the Gra. Based tefilas arvus to Rosh Chodesh, marv or Rosh Chodesh, marvim ksas beneros, which is interesting. They look candles. V'hu lovesh kova shel Shabbos l'kavod Rosh Chodesh. He wore, this is a little different, not a special hat for Rosh Chodesh. He wore a Shabbos hat on Rosh Chodesh. Shudar Aisa, we quoted that earlier, but it shows the quotes of the Rambam. The Gra wore it in Source 32. They say Rav Chaska Levenstein was a Mashkiach and Panovich, the same thing. He wore his Shabbos hat on Rosh Chodesh. And the Munkatcher Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik of Racha, he had a Rosh Chodesh hat. So he had his weekday hat, his Rosh Chodesh hat, and his Shabbos hat. There's this idea of wearing special clothing or Shabbos clothing on Rosh Chodesh. There's an interesting remez. If you didn't like the previous remez, you're not going to like this remez either. If you flip the page over, the Pasuk says in Source 34, in Parshas Vayigash, referring to Yosef HaTzadik and his brothers, L'chulam nasan le'ish chalifos smalos. He gave them all changes of clothing. Ula Binyamin nasan shlosh meos kesef. He gave them 300 coins. V'chamesh chalifos smalos. And he gave Binyamin five garments. After the Gemara asks, I don't understand the whole, what got Yosef down to Mitzrayim in the first place? It was a jealousy. So he didn't chop that was the problem. Now he's perpetuating the same problem. Okay, that'll be a conversation for Drasha, not for now. So he gave him chamesh chalifos smalos. So the yisod v'shorash avoda, Barry, you're going to, this one's for you, Barry. The yisod v'shorash avoda says chamesh chalifos smalos. Right? Chamesh. What does chamesh stand for? Chodesh, Moed, Shabbos. Three articles of clothing, special clothing for Rosh Chodesh. He gave him Chamesh. Now, why did he give Binyamin, not the other brother? Chamesh, this is the Yisod V'Shorash HaAvodah. That's a serious, serious, very, very, very halig, very holy sefer. Chamesh stands for Chodesh, Moed, and Shabbos. You should have chalifos smalos. You should have changes of clothing for Chodesh, Moed, and Shabbos. And I saw in the Sefer, this is really something. He writes in Source 35, Uba Anyi. It's a term of humility. Chishavti, I thought, Umatzavti, and I found. Ki big day Shabbos, Moed, Rosh Chodesh. Ola begematria, Chamesh chalifos smalos. Unbelievable. Chamesh Ches Mem Shin was Chodesh Moed Shabbos. The Gematria, Big Day Shabbos Moed Rosh Chodesh, the clothing of Shabbos Moed Rosh Chodesh, isn't Gematria, Chamesh Chalifos Smolos.
John, is that right?
Unbelievable.
Doesn't it say
it's 2x2? But then, right? Mayor, you know, he does the math for you. He says, V'hagam d'chaser train b'chushbina. It's off too. It's off too. Mikomo, and we shouldn't, the emphasis is we shouldn't laugh. To be totally honest, my understanding and Havana in Gematrias and the Koch of Gematrias is not where it should be. It is a real thing. There are dinim deraisa learned out from Gematrias. Someone want to give me one? Give me a din deraisa learned out from Gematria. JT.
12 lines on a get.
Yeah. For Tosos not Bezim Alvin Gin. I don't know if it's in the rice or in the rabbanan, but 12 lines in a get, because get is 12. The Tosos. This is not. Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom. Right? Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom. And Nazir takes in Naziris and doesn't articulate the days because Yiyah. Yiyah is Gematria 30. That's the Gemara Mekol place. So Gematria is a real thing. So just because I don't understand it, he says it's off too. He says, but there are many, there's Svarim. He's quoting from Rishonim, Rabbi Eliezer, and Gemaizah, the Baal Rokeach, who says if you're off one or two, there's no Kepeda. Because it means it's a. I don't know what it means, but I don't know what. No, there's some. There's more than that. There is. Okay. Anyways, there is this idea, this inyan of Rosh Chodesh to be mechabed the Rosh Chodesh with special clothing, either with a different set of clothing. I don't know anyone. Who has Rosh Chodesh outfits. Maybe for the men here, next time our wives or our daughters want to go shopping, we tell them, get it for Rosh Chodesh. Next time we're going shopping for a shirt, a tie, we get Rosh Chodesh, the moon catcher had a Rosh Chodesh hat. The Gra, who wears ties, right? The Gra wore a Shabbat. There's an idea that we're being mechabed the Rosh Chodesh with clothing like Shabbos Yontif, and we bring the Chabad Rosh Chodesh with a Suda like Shabbos Yontif. And now it's our job, and I'd like to hear from Zev to understand what's this all about. What's so special? You said you had something before. What's so special, what's so chashuv about Rosh Chodesh that there was an Isser to fast, there's a Chiv to have a Suda, we're wearing our Shabbos clothes, it cheapens the shop.
Is Gras saying the Shtreimel of Shabbos, like, is he saying the Rosh Chodesh is Doraisa or the Shtreimel?
The Gra did not wear a strimal. That's okay. So what's Pshat?
Because it's man who is mechadish to chodesh through making test money at Bezdin. So therefore, there's something special about Rosh Chodesh versus Yontif, which is designated by Hashem. It's this day of this month.
That's different than Shabbos.
Shabbos
is automatic, and Yontif is men. I mean, that's why Mekadesh Yisrael Vazlanim.
You wouldn't know when Yontif is.
But if it wasn't Yontif, if it's not for the Eidus and the whole thing, because then the month could fluctuate one way or the other without the.
Interesting. The Birkei Yosef says that Rosh Chodesh has Kedusha, and that's why we have a Chi of Suda, because of its Kedusha. He says, you're right that the Kedusha of Yontif is a higher level than the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh. But Rosh Chodesh has something that Yontif doesn't. He says that the fires of Gehenna don't burn on Rosh Chodesh. We learned this earlier about Besamim, that it rests on Shabbos and maybe it burns on Yontif. It doesn't burn on Rosh Chodesh. He says Rosh Chodesh has an attribute which Yontif does not have. Rosh Chodesh has been around from the beginning of time. Yontif only came about afterwards to commemorate miracles. But Rosh Chodesh, in his words, are Shabbos for Rosh Chodesh, Hunchalu miyom shenivra olam, when the world was created. Now, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, as Parshas Bo, is in Mitzrayim. But I guess the idea of Rosh Chodesh was from already from Maaseh Bereishis. So that gives it an element that Yontif doesn't have. It's there's something there which I don't have a full comprehension on.
I wonder if it's tied in at all to like the fact that it's like a Zman Kapar, it's like the renewal.
Oh, so that's where I'm getting. Yeah. That's where I'm going to get to.
That's what I was going to say, because the Gemara said the Daf just had it a few days ago, the story with the moon that complained against the sun.
Beautiful.
They reduced, diminished, and so every month we have...
Beautiful. So that's where we're going right now. That's the last source we have in the book. So just before that,
but there's also a very strong tie-in with the Tzitzit Mitzrayim. Rabbi Sacks, 2 weeks ago on the Precious Bow, was talking a lot about going all the way back to the Tzitzit Mitzrayim. That when that event occurred, it was that Jewish people finally could then take everything that Zev was saying into their own hands, from being free.
Right.
The Kedusha of time.
That's the Sforno, right? The Sforno says that now the Avos is ending, time is yours. Okay, but let's I'm going to go a little different. We say in Musaf Shmoneh Esrei, Zman Kapara L'chol Todosam. Rosh Chodesh is a Zman of Kapara. What does that mean? What about Rosh Chodesh is a Zman of Kapara, a Zman of atonement? the pre-chodesh that I referenced earlier says that people called Erev Rosh Chodesh Yom Kippur Katan. Yom Kippur is the ultimate kapara.
Is that every Rosh Chodesh or certain ones?
I think it's every. I think it's every Rosh Chodesh. So what's going on? So I think the explanation is what Jonathan was saying based on the Gemara and Chul. Let's go to the last source. This is a well-known Gemara. There's a lot to say in this Gemara, but we're going to have to be concise. Rabbi Shimon and Pazi Rami. Rabbi Shimon and Pazi has the following contradiction in Psukim. K'siv ayas elokim shnei hamaoros hagedolim. God made the two lights, both big. Uksiv, but it also says that some or hagedol, that some or hakatan. So what was it? Were they both gedolim, or was there more hagedol and more hakatan? Amra yareach l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The moon says to God, Ribono Shalom, Efshar, the famous line, the Shnei Malachim, Shishnamshu, B'Keser Echad, is it possible for two kings to rule with the same crown? That doesn't work. Me and the king, me and the son and I, or these two equal rulers, it's not going to work. So Omar Allah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, a good complaint, L'chi Yumati is Atzmecha. Atzmecha, go and minimize yourself. You'll be smaller. Amr Lefan Rabosha, hold on, Marty Lefanaka, Dover Hagan. I said a good shot. Why do I got to get punished? And there's a back and forth with God and the moon. For the time being, he had everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the moon had a response and a good taina on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So finally, if you take a look, three lines from the bottom, towards the end of the line, Chaziyeh, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees, Delo Kamisva Daita, the moon was not appeased. The moon was very upset. He was an equal to the sun in terms of light, and now he's minimized. Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Heviu Kapara Alai, and the different explanations, we're going to go with the riff in Masechta Shavuos on Daf Tes, where the similar Gemara appears, says, God says, they will bring a Kapara to me, Shemiati Esayarech, because I diminished and made the moon smaller. The Jewish people are going to bring a kapara to me. What? V'hanu d'amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. This is what Rish Lakish means. Manish tana seir shor oshchoda shenar bo halashem. If you take a look in source 40, the korban oshchodesh seir izim echad lichatas lashem. But pasuk chav beis by Pesach seir chatas echad doesn't say lashem by Shavuos. Pasuk Lamed, Seir Izim Echad. Doesn't say Lashem. So why I say Lashem Berush Chodesh? Amar Kosh Baruch Hu, God said, Seir Zed, this Korban, Ikapara Al Shemiyati Eserech. What does this mean? How does that make the moon feel better, so to speak? How does that appease the moon that we're bringing a Korban for Kapara on Rosh Chodesh? What does that mean? So the Rif explains as follows. The moon can feel good about itself, so to speak, that the Jewish people every month have a chance to gain kapara because of the moon. How do they know when there's a new month? How do we tell a month? It's the moon. So it's the moon which is telling us to bring a korban, which is for kapara. So it's our ability, or what's allowing us, what's telling us when to get kapara, is the moon. So God says to the moon, you're so down that you're smaller. You're getting smaller and then rejuvenating is allowing and telling the Jewish people to go do kapara and to do tshuva. Zman kapara l'chol tolosam. There's an element, an ability on Rosh Chodesh to gain kapara. And I think it's more than that. It's looking at the moon. What happens with the moon? We see the moon is a sliver. It's nothing. And within days, it's a full moon. It's huge. It got bigger. It grew. It changed. So it's not just that the moon allows us to know when the month is. We can draw chizuk from the moon, because just like the moon shrinks and gets bigger and then gets smaller and gets bigger, that's what man is all about. We grow and we're feeling great, and next thing you know, we're just not inspired. We're not feeling it. We're down. We shevel yipol tzadik. We stumble. And then the moon gets bigger and we're right back at it. We look at the moon, we draw chizuk from the moon. The miut hayareach, the fact that the moon was made smaller, not only is what tells us when to bring that korban to gain kapara, but it gives us the chizuk to get the kapara. So that's why it's zman kapara l'chol todosam. And the Eli Rabba in source 39 very like innocuously says laharbos. The Shulchan Aruch says to have a suda mibnei kavod hayom shehu kapara l'Yisrael. That's why there's a chi of suda. The chi of suda, the suda on Rosh Chodesh, is because we're getting kapara. What? It's like Yom Kippur is the happiest day. It's such a day of simcha because we get kapara. Every month we have a mini Yom Kippur. Every month we have the ability to gain kapara, to get chizuk from the moon. Look at the moon. It's so small. It's going to be big again. And it's going to be small again. It's going to get big again. We can get kapara in honor of that. He quotes this Gemara. Shamu razal, heviu kapara alai shemiati yitzerech, kolomer ba'avurai, al shemiati yitzerech mimor shalah, v'ani rotz alasos kavod, sheyizchap ruba kol Yisrael, b'chol eshet ischad. Whenever the moon goes through the chidush hamun, the ischadshus, there's a lot to say. The Sfasema says, achodesh hazeh lachem. This idea of chidush, of ischadshus, is lachem for the Jewish people. The Shalom Maseches Pesachim says that every Rosh Chodesh, we become like a Birya Chadasha. We become a new being. There's no greater simcha than that. We become free of chet, zman kapar l'chol todosam. So yeah, dress big day Shabbos, big day Yontif, be mechabed the Rosh Chodesh with the Suda, be mechabed the Rosh Chodesh with big day Shabbos, because we're getting a kapara from the moon, the koach his chachos, and now it's very understandable while we're making a really you see the mefarshim, the poskim, the svarim hakadoshim make a big deal about the Rosh Chodesh because it's our unique ability to gain kapara, to draw strength from the moon. It came about through the mute halavana, and that's the celebration every Rosh Chodesh of that ability to gain, to have his chachos, to go through that chiddush. And we should be zocha. If anyone wants to come over Tuesday night, oh, the Mishnah Berurah says not night, during the day. Yeah. So, okay, we'll find time. Tuesday afternoon, Wednesday afternoon, if you're in Elizabeth, when I come, I'll take you out for lunch during the day. We should be zocha to be mechabe the Rosh Chodesh with, if not a suda, at least a two loaves. Ribui, if not a suda, but to have something extra. Something special. And we hope to see everyone dressed in their finest on Tuesday and Wednesday. We'll have a minion, yes. I'm assuming.